We're the future, and our success starts now. Apply to attend IDEA Public Schools for the 2021-2022 school year by visiting ideapublicschools.org/apply.
You like a company that really stands behind its product? Well, listen to what Diamonds Direct does. Let's say you buy a diamond today for $6,000, but later on you want to trade up to a larger diamond or maybe a different shape. Diamonds Direct will give you $6,600 towards the new diamond. That's a guaranteed 10% appreciation. Let me say it again. You paid $6,000 originally, but Diamonds Direct pays you $6,600 for that same diamond when you upgrade. 10% more for the same diamond. It's Diamonds Direct's 110% upgrade guarantee, and it applies to diamond pendants and diamond stud earrings as well. You get the extra 10% on a $3,000 diamond or a $30,000 diamond. Doesn't matter. No strings attached either. You can get the 110% trade-up value regardless of the cost of the new diamond. And you can upgrade as many times as you like. Now that's peace of mind. And that's a company that believes in its product. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys at the Domain.
At Henna Chevrolet, we don't waste your time with tricky pricing games and gimmicky commercials. Instead, we simply guarantee the lowest price on our entire inventory without exception. Visit HennaChevyAustin.com and shop with confidence, knowing the price you see is the price you'll pay, and it is literally the best price in Austin. When savings and selection matter most, there's only one place that guarantees you come out ahead, and that's Henna Chevrolet. Find new roads. People who like more money like Henna Chevrolet.
I needed to sell my second vehicle in a hurry, so after getting it appraised at CarMax, my buddy told me I could get $500 more at Henna. Sounded too good to be true, but I'd be lying if I said it wasn't the easiest $500 I ever made.
Just present your written appraisal offer within 7 days, and you'll get $500 more guaranteed. Come get your money at HennaChevyAustin.com. Henna Chevrolet, we'll always stand by you. Find new roads.
Did that hailstorm come to your neighborhood? It's time to take my advice and call our friends at Divided Sky Roofing. Free inspection and no payments until they start the job. 512-995-ROOF or mydividedsky.com. When the wind blows high, and it did, call Divided Sky today.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaquerocafe.com. Mornings with Bucky and Aaron are brought to you by Bud Light.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
It is B&E with you on a Friday. What a gorgeous day it is. What a privilege it is to be here for a great cause, the Center for Child Protection. It's the NFL Alumni Austin Chapter's annual golf classic. It is back in a different format because of the pandemic, but still they're here and they're showing up and they're performing and participating, I should say. And they would be the alumni of the Austin Chapter, which included Britt Hager, who we talked to earlier, Raul Allegre. We're going to talk to Derek Johnson, a lifetime Longhorn and a great Kansas City Chief, coming up this hour. But look who's with us right now.
Yeah, man.
Always one of our favorite conversations.
Absolutely.
When we get to come to this event. A great all-time Dallas Cowboy, a Super Bowl champion, a three-time All-Pro, one heck of a guy. It's Ed Too Tall Jones. Ed Jones, how are you?
I'm all good. Good morning.
Yeah, it's good to have you there. We missed you last year and the year before. I mean, we got a rain out. We got COVID. We didn't get a chance to talk with you or see you. Everything's good.
Everything's good. You know, this is one tournament I always look forward to every year. So the last couple of years has been kind of hard on me. First of all, I love Austin. Any excuse to come to Austin. And then to support the NFL Alumni Chapter here in Austin, who does a wonderful job. Like I said, it's one that I pencil in every year. And we have a beautiful day today. So I'm glad to be here.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, if you look at the forecast, supposed to rain in the weekend, so they drew it up. Roll and the team perked the perfect day, and it's going to be a lot of fun today. How is you were telling us during the break that you have an event company that you just shut it down for the pandemic? And
I had to shut it down for a year because I deal with a lot of groups, you know, concert promotion, event planning, mm-hmm. and that type thing. So nobody could predict how long everything was going to last, and so. I just told all my employees, take a year off, and I'll see you in a year. And now it looks like things are starting to bounce back a little bit, a little normalcy there. So I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah, we are too. Did you get to play golf while you were?
A lot of golf.
Yeah, that's what I was you know what?
I don't have no excuses.
Shut down the courses, did they?
No excuses this year as far as my play is concerned, but because I had to do something during that lockdown to take up 5 or 6 hours of my time during the day. So my golf buddies and I golfed every day.
Well, you're so tall, you couldn't take up something like I do gardening? Gardening was not in your plan?
No, that's not in the plan.
No?
I think a lot of people did that. Golf as an industry has boomed during the pandemic because it's a great way to get outside and you can stay yes. distance and stay safe, but still, as you say, occupy your brain, keep yourself busy. So you should, you might have the team to beat there today with the group you're in. It is interesting though because we've talked about this with you before, but such a great athlete. You know, we talk in this day and age of sports specialization with parents and their kids, and they let them play. They start picking their sport when they're 8, 9, 10 years old. You played everything.
Yes.
And I mean everything, football, basketball, and people don't know you were a great baseball player.
Baseball, boxed.
Boxed.
I ran track. I couldn't beat nobody, but I was out there competing.
Yeah. You know?
And it helped me in other sports. You know, I played tennis for that hand-eye coordination.
Right.
And I had a coach that grew up out on that I grew up on a farm mm-hmm. in Tennessee, and the coach there just believed in all of the kids getting involved, including the girls, getting involved in as many activities as we possibly could. And I credit him for me being able to take up football late in my career and go on to play 15 years for Dallas because my high school didn't have football.
But all those other sports, but they
all those
football.
Other sports though helped me to develop the proper techniques and the work ethic that it took to play football.
Now I always love the story when we see you talking about baseball.
Yeah,
you playing baseball. What position did you play?
Well,
tell folks.
Well, at the time now I was only 6'5".
Okay.
Only 6'5".
Only 6'5". Okay.
I weighed 211. I could run. Had a rifle on. They wanted me to be a pitcher, but I couldn't throw strikes.
Oh, okay.
So, which
that's
means
important.
I could play every position in the outfield, and but the majority of the time they put me at first base for that because
the stretch?
I could stretch for that.
Like Willie McCovey?
That bang bang play, yeah. Big Willie, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Moscato report would be like a Dave Parker, Big Dave Parker in right field with the cannon arm, man, the Cobra.
Yes.
For Ed Too Tall Jones. And that is interesting. I think a lot of people would hear that and think, no way, that you were a 15-year NFL player but barely played football growing up. I mean, you were playing everything else.
I didn't. We used to call football players crazy, running around with all these equipment on hitting people, you know, but little did I know. But no, we like I said, we didn't have enough students at my high school to have a football team. But we were all Cowboy fans because the only teams we got to watch was Dallas and St. Louis, which is Arizona now.
Right.
But Dallas was winning. So even to this day, now that we have the Tennessee Titans in Nashville, still people in Tennessee are big Cowboy fans.
Well, we know you're still a big part of the Cowboys and what they do and what they're about. And last year was a tough year
for
Mike McCarthy. You know, yeah. McCarthy in his first year. That was that was a little bit different. That was a different look for the Dallas Cowboys. I know it's not like they've been winning a lot of games, but last year was almost a damn disaster.
You know, you can look good losing, but we were ugly all the way around.
Yeah.
The coaching staff didn't look good. People questioned the system, especially on defense. So they go on, did Dallas make the right decision bringing in that coaching staff? Offense could light it up, but still, you know, not enough to win. And it's just an ugly season. One you want to forget about it as soon as you possibly can. So this year, though, we now that we see that Dak's ahead of schedule with his injury, We think that offense will be one of the strongest in the NFL, and we draft a defense. Now, a lot of young players with a lot of talent and some new coaches in.
Sure.
So it's going to depend a lot on how soon can they put this system together and those players gel with that system.
Now, when you look at Zeke, Ed, when you look at him and the way he's played, the way he came into this league, mm-hmm. The offensive line was fabulous. He was fabulous. Yes. Mm-hmm. Is there a possibility that Zeke is still – maturing as a running back? I mean, there's some running backs, you know, that they may come in as flash. There's a lot of them that last a long time, and people be surprised about some of the running backs. You're talking about their shelf life isn't that long. But there's a lot of great running backs that played quite a while in the NFL. Yep. Is he one of those guys you could see just starting to mature, you know, maybe last year with fumbling the ball, that kind of stuff was just a part of everything, like you said, disaster. But that he can come back this year and be the kind of player that we've seen him play before as a running back?
I think he can because he doesn't have a history of injuries. And a lot of Zeke's problem last year was the fact that our offensive linemen couldn't stay healthy.
It's true.
Couldn't stay healthy. And you're only human. And when you line up in that backfield with that line in front of you that Zeke had to run behind last year, I'm sorry. Your head's not into, hey, I'm going to be one of the top running backs.
Sure.
You're out there trying to survive. And you can't play that way. You got to – running backs have to be reckless. You know what I'm saying? And with that line they had, I'm sorry.
And he had one fumble after. As soon as you get one fumble, it just gets in your head.
Multiplies. But we expecting big things from him. And he doesn't have a history in college or at early years in the pros of fumbling. So the line's healthy now. If they can stay healthy, we expecting big things from Zeke this year.
Ed Tuttle Jones, our guest here live at the NFL Alumni Austin Chapter Golf Classic. And take me to you just mentioned when you were in high school, you didn't play football. Then you go to Tennessee State and you go on playing basketball. When did you start playing football? Obviously, you grew 4 more inches and all of a sudden you're 6'9". When did the love of football come?
I tried out my freshman year.
You did?
I tried out, but to be honest with you, the baseball and basketball coach didn't think I would be on it out there long. And so I played both. I said, what I'm going to do is try out for football, play both football and basketball my first year. If I didn't like football and that, I'd drop it and go to play basketball and baseball. But I absolutely loved it. You know, when you don't have no experience and you're starting that late in the game, it's hit and miss. You know, a lot of time you go out there and, I mean, I got my bell rung. I was in a fight every day for 8 days in a row. And I think what they were, and I found out later it was the coaches. Telling the players,
toughen them up.
Let's see how tough he is.
Yeah,
and they went because after that eighth fight, the coach had me stay after practice. He said, "Look like you are kind of enjoying this game." I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "You realize if you played, if you were lucky enough to go to the next level today, you'd be one of the tallest players in the history of the game." And I said, "Okay." He said, "Average player's 4 years." I didn't know that. I said, okay. He said, mainly because of knee injuries. Because they had that chop block, which shouldn't have ever been legal, where a guy can post you and a tight end can wipe you out. He said, most injuries occur in the fourth quarter when fatigue set in.
Mm-hmm.
He said, in order for you to survive, to get out of college, you have to be one of the best conditioned players on the field. I'm willing to work with you if you're willing to hang in there with me. I said, I am. So not only did I do his rigorous program, I also went and worked out with Tennessee State Tiger Bells. A lot of those ladies won Olympics, you know, Olympic gold medals. So, I just made a promise to myself that I was going to be the best conditioned athlete on the field. So I was able to play 4 years in college, never missed a game. And then I kept that same attitude with the Dallas Cowboys. You know, not only – and Coach Landry wanted the best conditioned team in the league. So that was perfect for me. But still, I would go leave practice and had a personal trainer that would work me out. And I think that had a lot to do with why I was able to play 15 years, never miss a game.
You know, at
6'9".
Never miss a game.
The history, you know, all these times we've interviewed you at this event, we never said much about Coach Landry. What? As a coach, I mean, everybody talks about culture now, you know, new coach at Texas.
Right.
I got to get his culture in and everything. What was Coach Landry's culture like with Randy White, guys like you? I mean, the history, Bob Lilly, I mean, and especially defensive player. Was he as much of a defensive coach as he was an offensive guy? I think people think of him as an offensive coach.
first of all, Coach Landry always set you down, all rookies, and had a one-on-one conversation. The conversation he had with me was, he said, Ed, I know what you're capable of doing. He said, I don't compare my players with anybody else. All I want you to do is play up to what I think your potential is. He said, if you study, because Coach Landry couldn't stand nobody that didn't study. We were the first team in the league that used a big computer book because you get the three previous games of your opponents. And Coach Landry would run a lot of the same plays, but always from different formations or something. And even on defense, we were always doing something different. So he said, if you just study, stay clean, work hard, and get involved in the community, you have a long career here.
Yeah.
And I never forgot that. But being a player, the thing you want from a coach more than anything is to know that every time you step on the football field, you're not going to be outcoached. We were never outcoached. Now, we got our butts kicked because you were better than us that day. Mm-hmm. And we're only human. You know, you put your uniform on just like we do. But we knew everything you were going to do. And when we lost, we just couldn't stop you. But so I admire him for that. And Coach Landry ran the entire show, unlike coaches today. Most head coaches are just PR guys.
Yeah,
Coach Landry,
offense and defense?
Yes, Coach Landry programmed the defensive coordinators, offensive coordinators, and kicking teams. And then they programmed us.
Wow, that is incredible.
You don't see that much anymore.
No.
And if you forget, Ed Jones was the first pick of the 1974 draft. My Houston Oilers traded the pick to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
The hell they do that for?
Yeah.
Toby Smith and Billy Fox.
Yeah, he knows who he got traded for, too. Oh, man, that is terrible.
Wow.
Well, now here we are. Ed Too Tall Jones is with us. And, you know, we talk about the Cowboys this year and this current league. I mean, you played – I mean, it was unbelievable football in the 70s. Your rivalries with the Pittsburgh Steelers and your own division, the Washington Redskins. Which teams and which players really stand out to you? I mean, 15 years, a lot of them, that, you know, were your the games you look forward to the most because I'm going to compete against this guy.
Well, the games I look forward to the most weren't necessarily the guy I was competing against, but the team.
Yeah.
Redskins, during my 15 years, was our big rival the majority of the time. And those Thanksgiving Day games.
Yeah.
And I'll still say to this day that I think, you know, during my first years in the league, baseball was the number one sport.
Yeah.
But I think those Cowboy-Redskins games on Thanksgiving is what took football to another level. Whether you were a Cowboy or Redskin fan or
right.
not, you watched those games and they were always great games. And that's a rivalry. I don't think they should have ever stopped those Thanksgiving Day games. I see what issue we play in the Raiders. Which should be an exciting game to watch, but I wish they would bring those Redskin Cowboy Thanksgiving Day games back. But for us players, you know, I loved going up against Jackie Slater, who played with the Rams, one of the toughest offensive linemen I ever faced. Dan Dudoff for St. Louis, who I had to face twice, both Hall of Famers. And these guys made it fun. You know, I'm a competitive guy, and they always gave you the best shots. A lot of offensive linemen take off plays that's not to that side. Say if a quick screen the other side, they take that play off. Well, these two guys want to beat you down every time that ball was
I got to believe Dierdorf tried to cut them legs.
Oh,
I bet you Dierdorf tried to get
he tried it all.
I bet he did.
He tried it all.
Yes, he did. But anyway, two guys that I would have loved to have had as teammates.
Oh, yeah.
Those two guys.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I don't think fans today realize – there's so much movement now in the NFL. Players move. They bounce. Yeah. Y'all's team was y'all's team every year. Their team was their team. There wasn't a lot of that's turnover. True. You got to know those guys.
Yeah, that's true, and I'm so glad that we didn't have that player movement because we didn't have the free agency that they have today. So, I'm glad I never had to move around.
Yeah.
And got to know – we bonded as a team, which you have to do. We had good leadership. You can't play at a high level in anything, unless you have good leadership. And, boy, I had the opportunity to play with good leaders, learn from them, that programmed me so that when I was captain, along with Randy White and all of us, where we'd been trained by some of the best, your Leroy Jordans and your Calvin Hills and Drew Pierce and guys like that. And it was a good time to be in the NFL. I missed those days. And always miss those days, but still have a love for the game.
Well, when you say community, you're still doing a lot of stuff in the community, even though you
– Yes, I spread myself thin. I've been blessed.
Yeah.
I've been blessed. Country boy from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no idols to look up to other than boxers. You know, my father was a big fight fan. That's why I got involved with boxing. And so to go from a situation where most kids want to be like their dads who were farmers to the NFL, your favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys.
How about that?
Oh, my gosh, 15 years.
Wow.
I owe the community. So I spread myself thin for events like here today and others as well.
Well, we're blessed. We're blessed
hard work
to have you
pays
doing
off.
It.
That's
yes,
what that
does.
Means. Because you put in the time. Yeah. What was that like, as you said, as farm boy from Tennessee, but not only the first pick of the draft, but the Dallas Cowboys trade to get you? That had to be some kind of day.
Well, I don't think when they traded, they knew Houston would finish last.
Yeah? Oh, okay. The trade came before.
It came the year before. They traded, like I said, Billy Parks, an up-and-coming receiver, and Toby Smith, a defensive end, Bubba Smith's brother. And Houston happened to finish last that year. And Dallas had scouted me since I was a junior. Connell Green worked for the Cowboys during the offseason. And I heard Connell Green had been interviewing and had driven to Jackson, Tennessee from Nashville to talk to my high school coaches that coached me in baseball and basketball, teachers, the community, just trying to find out everything about me. Because that was all Coach Landry.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Landry only drafted certain type players with certain character.
You had to have the right character.
Yes, you did.
No matter how good you were, Landry was not going
right.
to take you.
Exactly. Because Landry now didn't just take you for certain positions. Landry wanted the best player. He felt, if you're an athlete, I find a position for you.
Mm.
But I want character and a good athlete with good work ethics.
Awesome.
Well, that's what made America's team right there, character like Ed Jones. Ed, we appreciate it. We're putting your team as the front runner because you've been playing a lot of golf during the pandemic.
And you know, if you beat my team today, it's worth paying to see.
There you go.
That's going to be awesome. Ed, thanks a lot. Thanks
Thank
for
you
doing
so
this
much, man.
Making Austin a priority when this thing comes around every year. Ed Too Tall Jones, that was a fun
It's
as
always
usual.
Good to see you, my friend. Thank you very
looking
much.
Good, looking good. Be well. Hit him straight today. Still looks like he could suit up and play. You know what I'm saying?
He's awesome. That's always my favorite guys to talk to.
It is.
Go back to the baseball story. That dude played baseball.
Yeah, he was the young Dave Parker, man. He was like Dave Winfield.
It's weird
you know?
To say he was only 6'5", 211 at that time. He was
I'll say this as you watch him walk away. He's 70 years old.
I know.
I mean, our on-site folks are like, really? Yeah. He looks like he could still suit up and give you a couple of pass rushes if you needed to.
And good to talk about Tom Landry because we miss out. We never
You're right about
seldom
that.
Talking about him, about Tom Landry.
Well, I know that's been an ongoing debate here in Austin. I know people have made this point a lot that you know Tom Landry went to Texas. He's a UT legend.
I know.
And if you walk around, you don't really hear about Tom Landry much at the University of Texas.
In my mind, I know I've been into that Hall of Honor. I just still don't see anything with Tom Landry in the Hall of Honor.
Well, to me, Tom Landry and Tex Schramm. I mean, the architects of America's team, both Longhorns. And, they didn't build UT into it, but they built America's team.
Yeah.
You would think there would be a wing for that in the Hall of Honor because
We'll get on Chris Del Conte about that.
And I know there is something that somebody will tell us what's there, but
yeah.
You just heard a lot. I mean, I thought Ed Jones took you behind the scenes that Tom Landry was the most prepared coach for every game.
Offense, defense.
He coached everything. and I thought that was a great statement that Ed's made, that we might have lost, but we never got out-coached, and that's all you want as a player. I think
right.
that's – I think, well
–
Said think,
we were always prepared.
I think we can double back to last year's Texas football team is some of that. They weren't always the best coach team on the football field, especially at key moments of games in the biggest of moments last year. But there we go. There's Ed Jones. We come back. Quick timeout. We got another all-star heavy hitter coming your way. Derek Johnson, one of the greatest players ever at Texas on defense, one of the greatest Kansas City Chiefs of all time, now playing in this golf tournament today. So we'll talk to Derek Johnson, old number 11, when we come back.
Well, folks, we do have a bit of good news. So the westbound collision on Ben White near Lamar has, appears to have cleared, have some residual delays there, but overall we're looking a lot better. Matter of fact, it looks real good just about everywhere. Not seeing too much backing you up on any of the other main lanes. As far as crashes go, we have one that just cropped up a few moments ago, Wickersham at Elmont. That is an injury wreck. And near the northbound Mopac frontage road at Burnett, reported Fendebender there. But again, not much else to bother you here this morning. Looking good as we roll through the 9 o'clock hour now. I'm Don Miller. There's your traffic.
Caliper CBD powder, folks. Love telling you about it and love taking it. If you're watching on Twitch, here's my little cup of tea that I drink every morning, usually two of them. And that's where I get my Caliper CBD powder. I pour it right in there. It's fast acting. It's clinically proven to bring all the benefits you want from the CBD. I see greater focus and those little aches and pains, minor aches and pains, I don't feel them like I used to. It really, really is great. We know the benefits. But now with Caliper CBD powder, which is the only powder you'll find on the market, it delivers 30 times more CBD in the first 30 minutes than the oil-based CBDs. So you get it immediately, kind of like your little caffeine kick with the coffee. You get the same thing with the CBD, and it comes in 20-milligram prepackaged packets, kind of like a little sugar packet, right? So you carry those in your pocket, pour it into whatever you're drinking at the time, and it passes all the rigorous purity and potency tests that you want, the flavor tasting. You don't even taste it. It's clean. It's easy. And that's the simplicity of it. And it's consistent. So many reasons to try the Caliper CBD. And I want you to try it and find out about the consistency it's got, the convenience of it, and the benefits it brings. And so go to this website, trycaliper.com/Aaron, E-R-I-N, my first name. That's Caliper, trycaliper.com/Aaron. When you do, your first order will be 20% off. And you got a month to try it. If you don't love it like I do, they'll give you a full refund. So it's a risk-free opportunity to try it. It's the only powder based on the market, I promise you. Caliper, trycaliper.com/Aaron. That's trycaliper.com/Aaron online. Caliper, CBD powder.
Ready for an oil change? Our professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts recommend all the best products to get the job done right, like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil on sale now, just $28.95. And we'll make sure you have all the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, drain pan, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If High Ping takes you from first place to last place, you're not a bad gamer. You just need better internet. Get AT&T Fiber and get a ping rate under 11 milliseconds and unlimited data. With 20 times faster upload speeds, AT&T Fiber delivers a faster internet experience than cable. Limited availability in select areas. Call 1-877-ONLY-ATT. Speed comparison based on AT&T Internet 1000 wired upload connection speed versus major cable providers 1 gig service with uploads of 35 megabits per second. Speeds vary, not guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
At Cordell & Cordell, we focus on representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time they will ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, the role in their children's lives. That's an immense responsibility that our clients entrust us with. And we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before. And it's our hope that you'll choose to entrust us with what's most important to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Austin area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 512-691-1001. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in downtown Austin, San Antonio, and St. Louis.
The roads are clear, the skies are blue. Capital Chevrolet is here for you. We're here to make buying a new car or truck as easy as possible. Don't have a large down payment? You don't need it. Worried about your financing? Don't be, because we're not. We're here to finance your future, not your past. Capital Chevrolet, the number one volume Chevy dealer in Austin. Visit online at capitalchevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on RO Polk Sales Report, December 2020.
Is your HR department struggling? Is payroll becoming unmanageable? What about insurance? Paychex All-in-One Human Resources, Insurance, and Payroll Solutions can bring it all together. Paychex suite of next-generation HR solutions can help fine-tune your operations and assist in taking your business to the next level. Sign up today for 1 month free at paychex.com/future.
Insurance is sold and serviced by Paychex Insurance Agency, Inc., 150 Sawgrass Drive, Rochester, New York, 14620. California license number 0C28207.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
B&E on this Friday. What a glorious day. Been here since it was dark at 6 a.m. Now a beautiful sunny morning in northwest Austin, the Arboretum area. It's the Great Hills Country Club. It's the site of the NFL Alumni Austin Chapter Golf Classic. Appreciate Ed Tuttle Jones jumping in. And now look who's sitting with us in the same chair. He is a great lifetime Longhorn. All-American, 16th pick of the draft to the Chiefs. He's in the Chiefs Hall of Fame, and now he's retired and picking up the game of golf. He is Derek Johnson. Derek, how are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. 15th pick.
15th? Yeah, I get that wrong?
You need that right spot, right?
Yeah. That would have had me going
to – It's that sun on my glare on my screen right there. I can't
yeah,
see it.
That would have had me going to the Saints or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, how about that? I mean, I'm watching Ed Jones walk off and you walk up. I mean, I'm sure – You grew up as a Cowboy fan watching Ed Tuttle Jones.
I did. I mean, diehard. I mean, if they would have lost, I would have cried when I was little.
I bet.
But yeah. But that started to go away after I saw myself getting to the NFL. So that Cowboy love
Doomsday
is gone.
Defense, man.
It's gone.
But that was good. But then you get to the Chiefs, and you're a beloved figure there as well. Yeah. Let's start with how are you? How are things going? We were talking, you played football near 250. You're down to 215. You look lean and mean, and things going well for you.
Yeah, I'm doing good, doing good. Just doing a lot of cardio, just running and chasing kids around. I got five boys and one newborn girl. So my sleep, my eyes may be a little low today, but you know.
Oh, I feel so bad for her.
Might as well just
with
sell
five
those.
Brothers. Ain't nobody ever gonna ever come to the house.
That's good for me. That's good for me. Yeah.
Five boys and a little girl.
Oh my goodness.
You might as well just go ahead and sell those golf clubs now.
You better stay lean and mean.
But making your home here in Central Texas, I believe, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, being a Longhorn, it's very important for us to come back and be a part of the community, especially causes like this that give back and be a part of the next generation for us, little kids, and making sure they're safe.
Yeah, you've been part of that group. That's you guys are still so tight with each other. That brotherhood, like it's like no brotherhood I've ever seen in football. I barely know my boys back at Boston College back in those days, but you guys have kept together through thick or thin. If somebody's got some problems, you guys have been there for each other, and it doesn't stop. It continues to go on. You get older, problems still happen with your former teammates, but you guys are always there for each other.
Absolutely, that's what it's about. You know, football is just not it's not a game. It's a game of life, and
yeah.
It's done one day, and now it's done for me. Life hits you, and we got a lot more life that we're going to live instead of playing football. And being a Longhorn, we take a lot of pride in being there for our brothers and Longhorns for life. So we bleed burnt orange. Bleed burnt orange.
Yeah, talk about that, because you were at the beginning when Texas started to take off under Mack Brown, obviously, yeah. And you were one of the pivotal recruits that launched that. Those couple of recruiting classes in that cycle led to everything we saw. What was it Mack did with he and his staff that – really built those bonds when helped to lay the groundwork for what you guys become? Because we see you guys everywhere. Kwan's over here, and Rod B does the show in our afternoon show, and you guys are still thick as thieves.
Well, we have to, just because when you can build a culture like Mack Brown built, it'll last and last for a lifetime. And I tell you what, making sure that the players around you, you make sure everybody's accountable. You know, it's not just, coach is going to get on them if they mess up. No. If you're a player and you're on the field with you, I'm trusting you to know your assignments and to work hard. So as a player, my responsibility is to help you and you to help me, and just have that accountability in each other and that respect for each other. And after the game is over, we still have that respect.
Yeah, and all the success you had when you took that to Kansas City, there were some lean years. It wasn't always
– Yeah.
So then you go from this level to that level, and now it seems like, well, the culture's got to change all over again. And you stayed there for a long, long time. And you're talking about getting out of the league and life goes on. Dude, you stuck around for a long time.
I did.
You love football. You didn't want to leave.
Not at all. Yeah, I love football, man. Football is a passion of mine, and obviously I was good at it, but it takes a little something extra to stay in there for 14 years the way I did. And I tell you what, people always ask, you know, how long did, you know, what about your longevity? How did you do it?
Right.
Just being a smart player and taking care of your body. You can take care of your body. You can last longer. Of course, I'm a linebacker, and athletic linebackers, you can play all three downs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to be that linebacker that just plays, you know, one or two downs. You want to be that guy that can play all three downs. And I've been a value to the Chiefs for a while, and very, very, very prideful of that.
I'm scared, E, because I'm in my mind, I'm thinking he played so damn long with Kansas City. Was he back there when Priest was back there with
I was. When I first got there, for a couple years with Priest. Yep, definitely. From 2005 to 2007 or 8, I played with Priest. So, yeah. Priest.
He was special. I got a chance to coach him, so he was, he was special.
Special guy. Smart guy. I mean, down-to-earth character. I mean, just top of the line. I didn't know him because he was a little older than me, so right. I wasn't here at Texas with him. But once I got to the Chiefs, he took me under his wing.
Yeah. Speaking of work ethic, that dude, he didn't miss weight day. I know that. The weight room.
He still had that body once he got to Kansas City?
He still had it.
Unbelievable. Now, let's get to the bottom of this. Now, you were number 11 at Texas. Now, we talk on the show all the time. Bucky was number 11 in college. He recruited Ricky Williams here, and then Ricky says he took Bucky's number because he said, "I'll make it famous, you couldn't."
That's what he said.
Yeah. Why did you?
I couldn't have said that because Ricky was a man. So
is that why you wore 11?
No, I wore 11 in high school and did pretty good with it. And I wanted to keep it. And Mac Brown said at the time, you can in college you can have double numbers. And I think Applewhite had it at the time.
Oh, there you go.
So a lot of great people had number 11, but I'm glad to be in that small number.
Yeah, I told Ricky, as a matter of fact, that when he first came to Texas, and he said, "Listen, I wanted 34, but somebody else wore 34. There was a fullback to play for me here at Texas, and he was probably third, fourth string. I said, I'll go right over there and take that right off of him. If you truly
– I know, right?
I said, if you sure you – I'll give you 34.
Yeah, right.
He said, no, I don't want to do that to him. I said, well, I'll do that to him if you want me to do it. I don't have any problems taking that away from him. So he settled on number 11. And I tell you, your years at watching you play at Texas and – you just reminded me so much of another player that played at Texas, but you played in the back half of that linebacker position with a kid named Tony Brackens. Mm-hmm. He had a motor like nobody else's business. I mean, he was exceptional. He was an exceptional pass rusher, and he was all about the turnover. And I remember you in college, and I remember you were all about the turnover. You weren't all about just the hit.
Yeah.
You're about the turnover because you must got paid for turnovers.
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, if you want to do anything great, you got to be intentional about it. And I, for some reason, the last couple of years at Texas, I just worked on my craft about just stripping the ball out.
Yeah.
Being able to secure the tackle, but then punch the ball out at the same time, just in case if I don't get it. And I got a record with that, 9 or 10 in 1 year.
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, an All-American consensus that year, too. Derek Johnson is with us. Well, now the Chiefs are the team to beat now in the NFL, it appears. And as they give me your linebacker's perspective. Studying the game like you do, honing your craft as you did. How do you stop Pat Mahomes when he's going?
You know what? You don't. You just, hope he has a bad day. I tell you what, Pat Mahomes, I wish he was a lot older. I wish I was a lot younger so I could play more with him because I was there. He was my scout team quarterback, so his rookie year.
Right.
And I was, usually scout team quarterbacks, they throw a lot of interceptions because we know what the offense is going to do. We're working on everything. And we're out there. This guy is—we're getting fussed at here and there. He's going sidearm, and I'm thinking he's playing. I'm like, dude, stop. You're messing up our, D.
Right.
But this is him. Looking a year
game,
later.
Man.
I'm like, he was just working on what he does. And I'll tell you what, man. You talk about a heck of a guy from Texas. He just straight character guy. I mean, a $500 million guy. That tells you what he can do for that organization. But him pairing up with Andy Reid. That's a match made in heaven. So they're going to be together for a while.
You know, when Ed was here, he was talking about the community and still doing stuff in Dallas and Tennessee. And do you still have some strong ties? Obviously, you have to back in Kansas City. You're there for 14 years.
I do.
You have people back there too, right?
I do. Every chance I get, I'm always trying to fly up to Kansas City. That's second home for me.
It is.
And I knew nothing about the Midwest before I got drafted to Kansas City. But now, I tell you what, that's a special place.
Those winners, though, right?
I know. I was just about to say that. It's a special place, but it's in the wrong part of the country.
It's cold.
You know?
But it is kind of neat that you got to play with Mac Brown in Texas and these fans, but Kansas City Chief fans are like college fans, man.
Oh,
they're crazy.
Oh, man, it is absolute. I love it walking out into the stadium. I mean, the loudest fans in the NFL, which is a big deal when you talk about Seattle or you talk about other places. But I tell you what, Kansas City is nothing like it. They're old school. They bleed red, and it is loud. The sea of red is loud.
So when you back on Mahomes, when you watch him, there's a group, there's a whole new generation of young kids growing up watching him play. This guy's going to change the game. Because you used to grow up playing the game like Peyton Manning did, or you grew up playing like you know, before them, the handoff play-action quarterbacks.
Yeah.
It's going to change football.
It is. It is. The RPO and all that, you know, the run pass option, that stuff. I'm a defense guy. I hate it because it makes it hard for us, you know. They're going to make sure they pick the right play depending on, you know, it's not old school where it's like, hey, we're going to run this play. It doesn't matter what they're in. It's like, no, let's change the play. Let's be a coach on the field as a quarterback. And with these sidearm throws and just – I mean, it's hard for defensive guys, but it makes it fun, though.
Back to those turnovers. You got to get those turnovers.
My final thing to you, Derek, is now that there's a new coach at Texas, and, you know, we've been talking culture all morning long. We talked with Tuttle, and people have to be patient. It's time to quit changing guys every 3 or 4 years and to really start to really build something. And this guy seems to be the guy that believes in relationships, sort of like Mac, but you have to – it takes time to change a lot of things. There's some things that need to be changed here.
I agree 100%. Coach Sark is a guy that has some good pedigree and coming from — he's a young guy, but he's coming from Alabama, and any kind of culture coming from that culture, which we know has lasted the time. Mm-hmm. And here at Texas, we had that culture. We're trying to get it back. We're a little spoiled at the end of the day, but like you said, we talk about college. This is not the NFL. We can go — you can go get guys, you know, pay for this guy. You got to build something up, recruit, all that stuff. And in 3 or 4 years from now, you'll see the benefits from it.
Believe so.
How old's your daughter?
She is 2 months old.
Oh, wow.
2 months. She don't even know what's about to happen with all her brothers just looking.
Wow.
Well, congratulations. It sounds like you got your hands full for sure.
I
hope you have a good time today playing golf, and it's all for a great cause. And thanks for coming back and being a part of this community.
Absolutely.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Derek Johnson. Derek Johnson, y'all, here at the NFL Alumni Austin Chapter Golf Tournament. Thank you, Derek. Appreciate it. That's good stuff right there. A Cowboys legend in Ed Jones, and a Chiefs and Longhorns legend right there.
I just didn't know. I didn't know if Priest – I mean – because he was there. He was at Kansas City a long time.
Yeah, he was 05 all the way through. He played 14 seasons. Played 1 year in Oakland with the Raiders, and then
he didn't want to give up football. He loved his football now.
Well, you knew that when he got on campus. I mean, he was part of that recruiting class in 01 that just changed the game for Texas. You know, it came after. You remember, you coached with John Makovic. You guys never recruited defense except for Brackens, and then you get good defensive players and you put them on offense.
Yeah, hell yeah. If he could have played tight end, he would have been a tight end.
Yeah. You know, when Mac got here, he changed that, and Derek Johnson was one of the Corey Redding and Derek Johnson were the two linchpin defensive recruits that Mac brought in that really changed the game at Texas. There were a lot of them, not to leave anybody out, but those two dudes –
that
changed
dude was
the equation.
Speaking of war daddies, that guy right there was a war daddy.
And
as a freshman, you
jumped off the field. I mean, within the first couple of plays, you're like, that guy is special.
And by the way, when he went on towards being an All-American, he used to make you turn the ball. He forced turnovers. That's what they look for in the NFL. He started to get that just before he went to the NFL, and he got it at Texas, and he continued through his NFL career doing that, turning the ball over.
No, that's what it's about. Because he just said it's getting harder and harder to stop people. They create rules for offense. The quarterbacks are getting better. The coaching is getting better.
Right.
You got to get people off the field.
You do.
And the only way to do that is strip the ball. Hey, Mac Brown and Big 12 coaches would tell you that. That's been going on in the Big 12 for a long time. We're playing basketball out here. We're trying to get turnovers,
absolutely,
guys. We're not. Stops are going to be tough. But that was cool. Good to see her. Derek Johnson's doing well. 6 kids now. 5 boys and a baby girl.
That baby girl. Like, no dude's going to ever come to that house.
Ever.
Those 5 guys will be hanging out at the door.
No. Or she'll just be the boss of everyone.
That's true. That's right.
That's how it is in my house.
Exactly what to do.
I've got 2 boys, and my daughter's the youngest. She's the boss.
You're absolutely right about that.
She's in charge of what happens. All right, when we come back, we will see. I think Quan Cosby is going to sit for a minute. Quan, of course, is the honoree here this year for the Golf Classic, the person of the year. We'll grab him if we can, if he hadn't teed off already. We'll also tee up for the rest of the day, rest of your Friday, live, local, and digital here on The Horn.
You did it. You woke up today. You even got out of bed. You deserve a reward. We can't all be morning people, but we can all get McDonald's for breakfast.
Enjoy a delicious sausage McMuffin or sausage biscuit and crispy hash browns for only $2.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Folks, it's going to be a mighty fine day here in Austin, Texas, for sure. And I'm thinking about Mighty Fine Burgers, Shakes, and Fries. Now, Mighty Fine has been locally owned and operated since 2007. And quality, that is exactly what they are all about. Now, they've got my favorite, the classic Texas burger. And, of course, that's what I have most of the time. Now, I love the hot and fresh fries that they have, the thick and delicious shakes. And I'm excited to tell you this. They have a shake and a burger of the month. And for May, it's a Southern Barbecue Burger and Cotton Candy Shake. Now, you know it's going to be Mighty Fine. Now, I'm always at the Mighty Fine Burger place right there on the location at Brody Lane. Give me a holler while you're there. And if you see me there, do holler at me. You can find their whole menu on MightyFineBurgers.com. It's a Mighty Fine time right there to go to Mighty Fine Burgers for sure. Check out all their locations. They've got one at the Arbor Walk, of course. They've one in Cedar Park, Brody Lane, where I just told you about. Round Rock, and they've got that trailer at Four Points. Make it a mighty fine day with Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes.
Get more this May with Memorial Day pricing at Nile Maxwell GMC. With more professional grade savings at Nile Maxwell GMC all month long. We're giving you and all our veterans incredible savings right now on hundreds of new Acadias, Terrains, and Yukons. Right now at Nile Maxwell GMC, exit 256, I-35 in Round Rock. Online, NileMaxwellGMC.com. We are professional grade.
Hey Austin, Craig Way here for my friends at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, the official LASIK provider of Austin FC. They want you to enjoy 2021 without the hassle of glasses or contacts. Sharp Vision is offering LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval. You know the saying, hindsight is 20/20. Well, if you're still putting off LASIK, it's pretty clear another year has gone by and you're still dealing with contacts, glasses, or less than perfect vision. Make the break. Stop putting off LASIK. If you don't get LASIK this year, you'll simply be 1 year older when you do. Sharp Vision is here to make hassle-free, clear vision your reality. For LASIK, starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval, go online or call 512-596-2020 to schedule your free consultation today. With guaranteed financing approval, you can be assured to enjoy all of 2021 with new vision and no hassles. That's 512-596-2020. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
Hey, it's Aaron Hogan. Can we take a second to talk about how completely insane the Austin real estate market has gotten over the top? And I was just talking to my good friend Ernie Hatton, my realtor, and he wants me to make sure you know that if you want a home here in Austin, life and lifetime-changing money is at your fingertips, folks. Even if you're not thinking of selling right now, think of a stupid number in your head. Like, hey, I'd like to sell my house if someone were insane enough to give me this much. Well, guys, it's possible. Ernie Hatton wants you to know that your stupid number has become reasonable in Central Texas, and you probably don't have to fix anything up. Just stage it properly, get it on the market. Think about what you can do with all that money. Pay off all your loans, pay off college, buy a freaking boat kind of money. But here's the thing Ernie told me as well. The situation will not last. It's not sustainable. So you need to take advantage now. If you're interested, call or text my friend Ernie Hatton, 507-5142. That's 512-507-5142. That is his cell phone. And he'll give you free advice from one of the top realtors in Texas. And let Ernie shoot you straight on just how much money that crazy number is and how much it could make you if you sell now. 507-5142. He's my realtor. It's ErnieHatton.com.
This is Scott Crossett with Apple Leasing. I want to send a big thank you to all of our clients for sharing the reasons that they do business with Apple Leasing and all of you that send in your awesome reviews. Since 1986, over 35 years, Apple Leasing has been helping Central Texas with the easiest way to lease a new or pre-owned vehicle. The beautiful thing about Apple's simple interest lease is that with one phone call to 512-346-9977, you can learn about which vehicles hold their value the very best and have the biggest rebates. Our job is to find you the vehicle that best fits your needs and your budget. As more and more of you have leased your cars, you're finding out about the challenges of ending your lease. No matter who you leased it from, Apple Leasing specializes in helping you out of your lease. Please call us at 346-9977 and we'll share the best options you have. So if you want to drive a new car or truck and only pay for the new half, call Apple Leasing at 512-346-9977 or click appleleasing.com.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind.
Westland Financial Corp. is located at 200 East Sandpoint Avenue, Suite 800, Santa Ana, California, 92707. Licensed by the Texas Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending as an SML mortgage banker. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs, a Texas-sized selection of wines, spirits, finer foods, and specialty beers. Cheers to savings. It's Bucky and Aaron.
Man, that was an all-star 9 o'clock hour here on a Friday. What a great two guys who are like, you can make a case for Hall of Fame for both. Can we get them both in the Hall of Fame? I know DJ's in the Chiefs Hall of Fame, yes, and the Longhorn Texas, sure, Football Hall of Fame. Ed Jones should be in the Hall of Fame. We played 15 years, three times an All-Pro, won a Super Bowl.
Just created havoc in the NFL.
I just want to say that's one of the nicest, two of the nicer people you'll ever be around, but Ed Jones scares the hell out of me.
He still does?
Just sitting next to him is like, dude, he could snatch the life out of you in about a half a second.
Snatch it away, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, can you imagine? I know offensive linemen are big, tough dudes too, but I don't want to block that dude all day.
DJ looks like just a guy who's in great shape, but you would not think of him as a NFL football player if you saw him.
Yeah,
now.
DJ's there. Derek Johnson's down to 210, 215.
From
lean 250, and mean.
From 250?
Yeah, from about 245 he said he played at, wow, with the Chiefs, and he was, he was a speed linebacker too. And now he looks like a DB or something. But that was cool. Good to talk to those guys. And I'll give you – we're going to post all those interviews at our website, hornfm.com. So I got people texting wondering if we'll be able to hear those, and they can send them off to friends, because I know a lot of Cowboy fans want to send that off, that Ed Jones. Because that conversation about Tom Landry, those teams, that era, his upbringing. And keep that in mind. If I always say these parents who over-specialize their kids and want to get them college scholarships and drafted when they're 10 years old, pointless, people. It really is pointless. You can train him the game, but as he said, Ed Jones didn't play football, a lick of football, until he was in college.
Amazing.
Not a down. They didn't even have football at his high school. He played baseball and tennis and
everything,
track and
football.
Yeah, so he developed every other skill, and he was competitive as hell. Learned how to compete, and he said even when I wasn't that good, I enjoyed competing, even in sports that I wasn't the best at. And then, he ends up at Tennessee State, and
he's got those big old legs, and I know when I've talked to him before, he hated the cut block, because he always says that. Mitch, he always talks about that.
Well, tall, he's 6'9".
Yeah, so can you imagine somebody cutting him, and then they're not successful at it, and then he looks down at them?
I'm just going to say again, he's 70 years old, but he's 6'9", and he's 2-whatever. I mean, J.J. Watt, if you ever get around J.J. Watt, J.J. Watt is a huge human being, and Ed's got him by 3-4 inches. Yeah, monster. Monster. But that was fun. And Derek Johnson, one of the greatest Longhorns of all time, and Chiefs of all time as well. And good stuff today. Britt Hager was great. He's the all-time leading tackler.
Out there making films with
his Texas
son.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting that Britt told us Brecken gave up football after he left Texas and wanted to get into film. He always and we always heard that about Brecken. He loved doing the interviews and hair.
Of
and
course.
Always a real entertainer. And so now he's kind of in the film game, making movies, and they've got one going to with Sundance, uh-huh. And he said Brecken is going to be making his first role, will be coming out in a movie called The 12 Angry Orphans with Robert Duvall, the great book. I think that's what it's called, 12 Angry Orphans, which sounds great, and Brecken has a role in that. So Britt's actually helping to produce some of those movies and getting into the game.
Getting into the game that's really starting to pick up here in the state of Texas, which is awesome.
Well, and that's because everyone from California is moving here, so all the talent is here.
Well, and the state is being a little bit more laxed on getting movies. We used to have to say goodbye they go to Louisiana, they go to Michigan, they go to other places. But it was so tough to do films here because they made it cost so much. Okay. Now they want it.
Yeah, Britt said they were producing a movie recently out in Wimberley, just outside of Wimberley with the beautiful country out there. So that'll be fun to watch. But, it sounds like, as talking to Britt, and it's not surprising that, the films can be made anywhere in the five-state area surrounding.
Right.
But the hub is here. It's like Hollywood. This is where the movie studios will be. This is where the directors will live and the writers and all the creative, which is pretty cool. That's pretty cool to hear that that's happening. We know everything's coming to Austin.
Absolutely.
And, it's not going to change anytime soon. So this has been a good time. It's going to be a good weekend. You're wearing your green pullover today. I'll be out at Moon Tower Saloon tomorrow for the Austin FC match against LA Galaxy. Give me your scouting report. What am I watching for tomorrow?
I watch for Chicharito to have a really good game. I think Austin FC is in a little bit of a bind. They're not in a little bit of a bind. They're in a huge bind now that their captain won't be playing and starting in the midfield for the entire game. So substitutions will be important, and keeping them off the board early will be important. But once again, they're on the road again.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough. Tough environment.
Fifth straight of seven on the road for the FC. I'll be at Moon Tower with Rod and the Bud Light crew tomorrow at 2:30. So come on out there, enjoy the game, and we'll have a nice cold Bud Light or two safely. You should do that. Also, get out to the Dell Diamond tonight and all weekend. They're hosting the Sugarland Skeeters Bud Light Fireworks Friday tonight at the Dell.
Love it.
So you got the AAA teams playing, and the big league clubs are playing down in Houston, the Rangers and the Astros. They started last night, four-game series, so it should be a fun weekend. And, Buck, it's the final weekend of the regular season in the NBA. We come in
playoffs
on Monday. We'll know who's where, what the seeds are, what the play-in tournament looks like, and so it'll be a fun Monday. Have a good weekend, my friend.
Yeah, you too, bud.
All right. Isaiah Collier, thank you so much. Home alone there, running the ship on your own back at the Horn headquarters. Appreciate you doing that. Thank you to Derek Cohen, Trevor Hines, Stu Myrick, and the on-site crew for knocking this thing out of the park as well. Thanks to all the great people here at Great Hills Country Club, and certainly Raul Alegre and the team of the NFL Alumni Austin chapter for their hospitality and the invite. It was a heck of a lot of fun, as always. Hit them straight if you're playing out there this weekend and today. We'll talk to you on Monday. Live, local, and digital. We're live on 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. Streaming on your Horn app, on your smart speaker, and at hornfm.com.
The Horn is heading to Moon Tower Saloon in South Austin. Join Aaron Hogan and Rod Babers for an Austin FC watch party Saturday starting at 2:30. Enjoy cold Michelob Ultra Draft Pints for only $3.50 while the game is on. Check out the newly expanded decks under the great shade trees in the best backyard in South Austin. The Austin FC taking on the LA Galaxy, and we'll be there with you to watch the game. Moon Tower Saloon this Saturday, 2:30, with Aaron Hogan and Rod Babers. Details on the events page at hornfm.com.
Reason number 87 to choose Diamonds Direct over any other jeweler. Free service for life with no fine print. That's right. When you buy your engagement ring or any piece of jewelry at Diamonds Direct, you will never have to pay a dime in the future for sizing, cleaning, or routine maintenance. Even if she accidentally knocks out a side accent diamond, Diamonds Direct will replace it free. Now, other stores claim to offer warranties, but the catch is they won't honor it unless you bring your ring in for regular inspections. But at Diamonds Direct, inspections are never required. There's no gotcha clause, no fine print, no looking for ways to void the warranty. Plain and simple, at Diamonds Direct, we stand behind what we sell, and we're committed to servicing it at no charge for life, period. It's all part of our commitment to provide you with the ultimate in value and total confidence. Diamonds Direct, the jeweler you can trust, with a no-questions-asked 100% free lifetime warranty. Come see us to learn more at the Domain beside Dick's Sporting Goods, where Austin gets engaged.
For cars, there's Edmunds, folks. It is such a great way to go about a new vehicle for you or someone close to you. If they're looking for a vehicle, I've got a son that might be in the market here shortly. I've got a sister who's looking right now, and I tell them both, hey, go to Edmunds, Edmunds.com. Really whittle this thing down and get after it when it's time for that vehicle, no matter if it's a new vehicle or used. They'll help you get through the process. Here's the thing with Edmunds. For 50 years now, they've been doing this, and their editorial team test drives really every car on the road. They test drive over 300 new vehicles every year. They review almost every car in the market, so you narrow your search down. They rank them by their top, brands, SUVs, trucks, sedans, and on down. They also then will have a ton of local listings for new and used vehicles from all over the area, and they provide deal ratings that tell you if an offer is fair, in their opinion. They'll give you, or if it's overpriced, underpriced, right where it needs to be. They'll also help you on that Edmunds.com, help you build your budget, calculate your financing, even get you a free appraisal on what you're looking at if you're going to trade your vehicle in or sell your current vehicle. You get to shop around for prices. It really does help. Edmunds also has the tools like the price checker to make you feel more confident about the price quotes you're getting, right? When someone gives you a price, you're like, well, is that about right? Is that where it should be? Edmunds allows you to distill that down and make a sound decision each and every time. You really, as I would say, it's kind of like a funnel. You pour everything in there, and in the end, it comes out to, okay, these are the couple of vehicles I'm going to look at. These are the best deals. These are the highest rated at the best deal. And then you pull the trigger and get the vehicle that you want. It's Edmunds, folks. Whether you're just browsing or know exactly what you want, Edmunds gives you that extra boost of confidence. It's Edmunds.com, Edmunds.com. For cars, there's Edmunds.
Hey, it's Aaron Hogan.